I had a lot. You know, I thought we had, you know, I thought we had driven the ball well all game, you know, so, you know, Jimmy doing it and, you know, also the rest of the offense. You know, I thought we moved the ball well, didn't capitalize enough, obviously, in the red zone. I think we're 0 for 5. Had some rough penalties, I think, that set us back at some bad times. But that third down to Trent, I believe it was 3rd and 11, 3rd and 10. That was a huge play in the game by both of them. The line game, a good pocket, allowed them to progress across the board. Trent made a hell of a play and got some good run after the catch. I thought it was a real good first start. You know, handled the offense well. Definitely moved the chains and moved the ball well for us. It'll be fun to get back and watch the tape. You know, when you go through this stuff, it's nice to be able to coach off of this stuff. It could give them a chance to get much better. Went through the whole process through the week and just what it's like being in our scheme and being the starting quarterback. And now he has a game to really learn from what was good, what was bad, and makes it more fun going into next week with him. Yeah, he did a good job for his first time. You know, we got to still continue working to get better. You know, not just him, but the whole offense at it. Had to just burn a couple timeouts, but, you know, it wasn't too bad. And for his first time doing it, especially without being here, it was pretty impressive. It was, you know, we haven't caught the ball real consistently this year, and I thought our guys had their best game catching the ball. You know, especially Marquise, you know, 8 of 8, and I believe Trent was 6 for 6. Both of those guys stepped up huge. Jimmy gave him some good balls, and those guys did a good job getting open. You know, Trent did a hell of a job. He had the flu this morning, was throwing up all morning. You know, he battled his play in that game and played very well, too. You don't have to dial back at all because the playbook was for him. You know, when you put in a, you know, it'd been different the last few weeks when you got it in for CJ playing. If he would have came in, there was a different type of playbook with a different call sheet. But everything in this week was for him. And, you know, you don't get it right away on Wednesday. But by the time we get to Saturday night, he felt good about most of it. And whatever he didn't, we took out before the game. And so everything we went in that game with, he was capable of doing. Yeah, you know, not just the quarterback, but the whole team. You know, we gave it back to them, and our defense got off the field. They had a chance to go down the field and make it a 2-score game there at the end. Our defense held them. They were able to flip field position. So I want to say we got it at, like, the 7 on that last drive. I want to say there was about 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes left. Jimmy made a bunch of plays on that drive. I thought we ran the ball well. I thought we blocked well. The receivers made some plays, and we were able to finish it out running and taking the clock out. So I thought it was a huge team win. I think everyone contributed. I know the special teams had that rough punt return, but they rebounded well. That kid's a hell of a returner. Did a good job versus us. But for the most part, especially Robbie, you know, being 5 for 5 on those field goals, Robbie coming back to where he's spent most of his career. It was a huge day for him, and it was a perfect time for him to do that for us. You never like throwing into triple coverage, but sometimes you got to overcome coaching and just make plays. And I hold my breath, and I'm about to be upset, and then when the receiver comes up with it, I say good job, and I move on to the next play. Yes, definitely. You know, after the Seattle game, you know, just throughout the week, you know, I feel, you know, what we've really been trying to emphasize, trying to find out, learning how to win. And, you know, we haven't done that much around here lately. And it does take time to learn how to do that. And I really challenge the players to not care about the score, not pay attention to that stuff. That stuff doesn't affect anything. You got to play every single play like that plays the key moment in the game, whether it's 3-3 or whether it's 50-50. And I think that allows you, when you aren't scoring touchdowns, when you have moved the ball and stuff and you've gotten some penalties and came up short, it allows you not to lose your confidence. You keep just playing your hardest, always believe you're going to win. And today was nice because we ended up overcoming some things, and it paid off in the end. And I think that's the type of stuff you can learn from and hopefully lead to more.
A couple more?
Just basically that, you know, we didn't play our best. You know, we had a bunch of penalties that gave up that punt return. We knew it was going to be a tight game just with the way they played the ball on the way we were going to try to play this game. And when they got that punt return and when we were short on a number of red zone opportunities, that is pretty discouraging to a team. And just to come out at a halftime, talk about how we got to eliminate those penalties and overcome some of that stuff. That's what I was excited about, because it wasn't clean. It wasn't perfect, but there was never one time in that game that you felt guys on the sidelines feel like you were going to lose. You guys seemed confident. They never wavered, and that's what we're trying to get done here. You want to believe that you can win the game, and true belief happens from having success and having those experiences and not just hoping. And hopefully we can put a few of these together and gain that confidence going into next year.
Last one.
Jimmy, you know, from since I've been around him, you know, which isn't too long, but, you know, he's been the same guy every day, you know, so he never seems too high, never seems too low, which is what you want in a quarterback. He kept that throughout the game. By no means was everything perfect, and the guy never changed, which is what you want to see. It allows you to overcome mistakes and allows you to handle when you're doing real good, too, and not lose your focus. So I didn't have a ton of expectations going in the game, and I knew he was going to go out there and work his hardest and do his best, and it was fun to watch him do some real good things. And real fun to watch them lead us to a win.